Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Rhea May, Dan Tylewski, Fox FM. It's Nick and Reader hanging out with you on this start to the week. It's Monday morning, Reader, so I think it's about time that you and I started talking about a certain contest that we run here on Mondays.
That's right.
It's Monday morning, guys. You want to know what the keyword is?
I'll let you in on it. It's pizza.
It's pizza. Yeah. Pizza is the keyword. Text that word to us now, along with your name and your address, including where you live in the listening area. Send that in a text to 306-783-3699.
So easy.
Simple.
We want to get you in. We want to, we want to feed you. Mm-hmm. We love giving food away.
Yeah, you're probably thinking to yourself, why are you guys trying to get me to text in right now? And well, it's because it's Pizza Monday. If you haven't heard, we're giving away a medium two-topping pan pizza from Domino's in Yorkton every single Monday. And the only way to get in is to text us your entry. In fact, I'm going to pull up the text line right now, Reader, and see how many we got so far.
All right.
So what you got to do is you got to send us the keyword pizza, your name and your address to 306-783-3699. Shout outs to Corey. Corey has been entered in. You could be cool like Corey. Text us right now.
It's so simple.
Yeah, remember, if you
306-783-3699. Sorry, dude.
No, it's all good.
Didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I was just going to ask you if you were to win Pizza Monday. This is what I always ask you every Pizza Monday. If you were to win, what kind of pizza would you get?
Ooh, little ham, little sausage, maybe some green peppers, maybe some onions.
How are you for tomato slices on pizza? Are you good for that or no?
You know, I don't know that I've ever really had it. I'd probably be okay with it, but if there's lots of tomato sauce on it, the tomato slices probably aren't necessary.
Yeah, it is a little bit overkill, I think. I mean, I could go for anything, really. Pizza is pizza.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, pizza is literally just an excuse to put cheese in your body, I think. It's just a cheese delivery system.
Yeah.
So, if you want to get entered in, oh, hey, shout-outs to Linda from Yorkton for entering as well, too. If you want to enter, text us, 306-783-3699. Include your name, your address, and the keyword pizza. Text us right now.
Nick and Reader tried using a bucket of chicken for fall fertilizer.
It didn't work, but the cats loved it.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Virginia to Vegas. More hits, more favorites, Fox FM. It's Nick and Reader with you on a Monday. And I said we were going to talk to a couple fashionistas this morning. Well, you and I were quite the stylish young gentlemen.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about one thing, though. You know what would be the perfect... You know what I wish I had? This morning, I walked to work, and it was 4 degrees. It's only 6 degrees right now. We're only looking at a high of 19 degrees today. It's going to be a little chilly, but it's also going to be pretty warm by the afternoon. And I walked. So it was cold this morning, and then I'm going to be hot on the way back. You know what I wish I had?
What?
Zip-off pants.
Uh-huh.
I wish I had zip-off pants so bad, because then I could wear pants on the walk to work, and then, on the way home, I can go, boy, it's already 14 degrees outside. Zip, zip, show off a little leg, and then I'm on my way home.
You know, I actually have a pair of them at home.
Really?
I haven't worn them in a while.
Yeah, they haven't really been a popular thing in quite some time, if you follow fashion, I suppose, because I had a bunch when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, just the one pair. They're like khaki, I think they're Columbia company pants.
Yeah, okay.
But they're handy on those days. Like you say, when it starts out a little cooler, warms up during the day, and suddenly, presto, boom.
Well, I keep thinking about comfort. All of the people that work outside and how the weather is just fickle at this time of year, because it's still summer-ish, but it's also starting to become fall. It's the transition period, right?
Yeah.
And I think that would be so beneficial to have just a pair of zip-off pants if you're working outside. You can zip them up if you're feeling a little bit cold. If you're feeling a little too hot, you can zip them down and you can show off a little calf.
Except that they're always a little easier to unzip than to re-zip.
Ah, yeah. No, I know what you're thinking. Yeah.
It always seems to take a while to get the zipper back into place so you can do the backup and convert them back into pants.
That's because the people who made them want to make sure that you look extra cool when you're zipping your pants back up.
Okay, so, I see.
Yeah, because nothing says, hey, look at the cool guy over there who's struggling to zip their zip-off pants back up. Well, when I was a kid, yeah, because zip-off pants, they were popular, I want to say, you know, early 2000s, right?
Maybe. I didn't know they had a specific period of popularity.
That's just kind of when I started wearing them, when I started seeing them as a kid, I would say. One thing, though, is those snap-off pants, like those Adidas tracksuit pants with the snaps that you can rip off completely. Those were popular for a hot minute as well, too, when I was
tearaways.
A kid. But I don't think that'd be fun. I don't think that would benefit me walking to work, because I think the last thing that people want to see is me being too hot, so I decide to just tear off my pants.
Just make sure you have something under the pants.
Yeah.
I have tearaways, too.
You have tearaways?
Still in my dresser drawer.
Well, you never know, and you might get called up to play for the Raptors.
Exactly.
You
got
to go on the bench. That's the only instance I can think of tearaway pants, besides like exotic dancing and basketball.
Well, maybe I have a side gig that you don't know about.
Let us know. Facebook.com/morefoxofm. You can see the photo we posted. Also, do you still have zip-off pants? Let me know. 306-783-3699.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
That's Janelle Monáe, Fox FM, more hits and more favorites. Nick and Reader with you on this Monday morning. And everybody knows, people tune into Fox FM for our biting social commentary, right?
Yes.
So here's my hot take for today. Eating an apple whole isn't as good as eating it sliced up. For me, apples taste better when they're sliced up instead of eating a whole apple.
The funny thing is, they taste exactly the same.
But to me, they taste different. I don't know. They're just easier to eat, and you don't have to worry about throwing out an apple core. I prefer sliced apples. This is the hill that I'm dying on this morning.
It's far more labor intensive.
Really?
Yeah. You got to take the time to slice it up.
What is more labor intensive? Trying to bite around a core and seeds, or cutting an apple?
Do you bite into the core a whole lot?
Sometimes. I got a huge mouth. Sometimes I'm really excited about eating an apple and I bite too far and I get some of my hand with it too. You know what I mean?
Okay. Not a problem I've run into a whole lot.
You don't like slicing apples.
It's I don't know. It just seems like it's time I could spend eating the apple.
Yeah, but then you just expedite that time to after you eat the apple, because then you have to get up and then throw out the apple core.
Throw the apple core either way, whether you slice it or...
This is like marriage counseling on the radio. We could never live together, you know that, right?
No. Yeah. One of us would kill the other.
Yeah, if you guys are wondering, if we do... Like, we do stuff together outside of work. Like, sometimes we see grocery shopping and all that. Yeah, but if we ever live together, I don't know. There would be smoldering ash wherever our house
is. I think so, yes.
What about you guys listening? Are you on my side, which is sliced apple, or are you on Reader's side? Do you like just eating an apple? What tastes better to you? 306-783-3699. Text us.
Nick and Reader have watched every show on every streaming service. The next logical step? Puppetry.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Charlie Puth with Mother. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM. It's Nick and Reader hanging out with you on this Monday morning. Now, Reader, I don't eat meat anymore, but you still do. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
If you had a choice between mac and cheese loaf or head cheese, what would you put on your sandwich?
Oh. Probably the mac and cheese.
Yeah, you know what? I would probably go mac and cheese as well, too.
Yeah?
It's just something about aspic that I just don't enjoy. But I do like head cheese, though. That's the thing. I was thinking about mac and cheese loaf the other day, because that really is the ultimate sandwich meat. Because you just put a single slice of it on some bread and you got a sandwich.
Yeah? I guess. I've never thought about it. I've never purchased it in my life.
Well, okay, here's a little bit of backstory, I suppose. When I was going to university, I worked in a deli. I worked at Safeway. Mm-hmm. And there was an elderly gentleman that came in once a week, and he bought 5 slices of mac and cheese loaf. And that's what he had for lunch every single day. He told me he would just butter up some bread, put some mac and cheese loaf on, and you're hot to go.
Well, it saves you buying one or the other when it's combined in one, I guess.
Yeah, I kind of wish there was a vegetarian version of mac and cheese loaf, right?
Probably is.
Well, you just got to get some mac and cheese and then put something, or I don't want to put aspic around it, because we going back a couple minutes ago, how gross is aspic, by the way. Yeah, maybe, yeah, because mac and cheese itself is vegetarian. It's mac and cheese, right? Mm-hmm. But it's just the meat part in the mac and cheese loaf that I can't have. Because I was thinking about that, because you never know. Sometimes a simple lunch is a good way. If are you listening right now and you're going, guys, I don't know what you're talking about. Mac and cheese loaf is disgusting. Head cheese is disgusting. Oh, we'd love to know. We'd love to hear from you if you're not a fan, because I could go either way. I mean, I don't eat meat, but yeah, you could probably go either way, too.
Yeah, I'd probably steer clear of the head cheese.
Not a head cheese guy. No. Nah,
remember, we talked about this, yeah. And you brought some, and I tried some. It, and I did not care for it.
It is kind of an acquired taste, I think. Yeah, that's the Eastern European coming out of me right now. But we want to hear from you. Do you like mac and cheese? Do you even know what mac and cheese loaf is? I know a lot of people out there don't know what mac and cheese loaf is because they don't go to that section of the deli. Very fair. Let us know. Call or text 306-783-3699.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.